I was talking with someone this week who was telling me how they'd been kind of thinking about joining an evening class for their Italian. When I asked what they wanted to achieve and what their goal was with Italian, and they said to speak fluently, I'll be honest, I was kind of glad when I found out that they didn't sign up. Don't get me wrong, evening classes can be great and they can be a really great addition to your language learning as a whole, but oftentimes you don't end up speaking as fluently and as confidently as you would like by the end of the sessions. So why? Let's talk about that today. Before we do, just a little reminder that if you want to hear more from me, the best way to do that is to join my Language Sparks email club. I email you multiple times a week, sharing all sorts of advice, going a little bit deeper than the videos, lots of exclusive stuff that I don't share anywhere else. And it's just a really great way to learn more about how to learn a language and to help you find that confidence. So if you want to hear more from me and join the Language Sparks email club, I will pop a little card above my head and the link will be in the description as well. Let's get into those reasons then. Why didn't your evening class work? Number one, you have to wait your turn. So generally in a group setting like an evening class, if you want feedback from your teacher on what you're saying, or even if you want to speak at all, you have to wait your turn. You have to hear everyone else practice before it's finally your turn to speak, and then it's been so long that you've forgotten what to say. I've been in this situation so many times, both like in school and then as an adult learning languages, where it's just really frustrating after a while. Instead, what I recommend here is to develop a solo speaking habit, because with this, you're in control of when and how often you speak. I'll show you how to do this inside Language Life. We have the Speak 28 by 28 challenge, and this gives you a daily video lesson with a speaking prompt for a chance to just begin to build that habit for yourself. And the reason that this is there is because the big benefit of this is that you get to speak more because you're able to speak as often and as much as you like, and more practice means faster fluency. You do not need to wait until someone is standing in front of you to speak. You do not need to wait your turn. You can speak now. Reason number two why your evening class doesn't work, your practices with other newbies. You are stuck in the kiddie pool. So when you do get more opportunities to speak in an evening class setup, generally it might be in small groups or pairs, right? And you're paired off, you're put in a small group, and you're told to kind of act out a scenario or create a role play or read a role play or something like that, right? And this is great. But you're all in the same boat, you're all at the same level. Sometimes this can be really helpful, but most of the time when you're there for like, you know, 8 weeks, 6 weeks, 10 weeks in an evening class, it's not gonna be enough to get you to the level that you want to be. So here's how to combat this instead. And this is something as well I teach in Language Life. This idea of, I call it the layers of connection framework. And when you have this, you're able to figure out exactly who is the right type of person for you to speak with at the level that you're at right now, because there's different layers to this that you don't need them all at once. You just need, at this particular point, one type of person. So we work together so you can find those right people, so you can figure out who those right people are, how to find them, and actually have useful speaking practice when you're speaking with others. Because it could be that the friends and family in your life that speak this language are great to practice with right now. But alternatively, it could be a real point of contention in the relationship when you're practicing and they're correcting every single mistake. You don't want that. And you don't want you learning the language to get in the way of the relationship that you have already. So instead, in that kind of situation, family and friends aren't going to cut it. It might be that a tutor or an exchange partner works best for you. There's just so many choices. It can be really complicated to figure out on your own who the right people are for the level that you're at right now. So we break this down, we make it super simple together. Because again, when you're speaking with the right people at the right level, that's what's going to get you speaking faster, speaking more confidently, and you know, that's really what it comes down to. Reason number three why your evening class doesn't work, because you don't get to decide what you learn. Following someone else's ideal plan of how you should learn a language, the order that you should learn stuff in, you end up with tons of unuseful vocab and gaps in your knowledge. In fact, your evening class teacher is probably following someone else's plan. So by the time it gets to you, it's like third hand, you know? It's not the best way. A much better approach here is to become your own teacher. Now, that is not as hard as it might sound at first. I give you a repeatable process in Language Life that you can use for any language again and again. When you have this, things feel smooth and easy, not overwhelming and hard. It's like autopilot mode, engaged. And that's because when you become your own teacher, you are giving yourself the autonomy, you are giving yourself the control over your learning. And this is where, like, I don't want to sound cliche, but this is where the magic happens. This is where you're able to really come into your own, to really be learning the most useful stuff for you, like, and not have those gaps. For example, I have a pet tortoise, right? Now, when I'm learning animals in the first section of a book, because they always love to teach animals, it's dog and it's cat and it's fish, right? I need to know how to say tortoise if I'm gonna talk about that stuff. So I need to fill in those gaps for myself, but I know this now, right? So as a more experienced language learner, I am my own teacher. I know what I need to learn, at what stages, I know like when I need to learn this structure and that structure and all of this stuff that really, like, if someone else is trying to guide you through their method, you're gonna have those gaps, that the things that you need to say, the things that you want to talk about that matter to you, because they're not deemed important for the sort of general language learner. Because let's be honest, it's really hard to create a plan for an evening class for a group of beginners who all have different reasons for learning. So when you're your own teacher, that's when you get to decide what to learn. And that's when you really begin to step into your own and embody a much stronger and more confident language learner. Reason number four, lack of funding equals lack of choice. So you may be kind of listening into this thinking, yeah, evening classes, they kind of sound lovely, but there's none where I am. And this is pretty common, right? They're often things that are, you know, funded by local councils and stuff. And if a local council is going through a time where they need to budget, this is a really easy thing to chop off the budget. And when there is that lack of funding, it means there's a lack of choice. So even if you're thinking to yourself, yeah, I really want to sign up for an evening class in a language, in any language, you might not be getting the language that you hoped, the level that you hoped, the focus or the angle that you've been hoping for. And it leads to that same problem as before. You're not getting to decide what you learn as much. And this really is where Language Life shines in comparison, because it is language agnostic. It works for any language at any level. Because I teach you how to learn a language and not a specific language, there's plenty of room to take all of that knowledge, everything that you learn, and apply it to multiple languages again and again, as many times as you want and need in the future. It is a much more longer lasting and impactful investment than any evening class ever could be. Finally, reason number five why your evening class didn't work: it takes too much time with not enough reward. Even if you get lucky and you find an evening class that is the language you want, it's the topic and the focus that you want, it's the right level for you, it's just perfect, you still don't get a say on the day or the time or how far away it is from your home. So this could mean a really long commute both ways at a time that is kind of inconvenient for you. And when you're trying to balance the after school clubs, driving rota and cooking dinner and washing up and all of the things, trying to add in a little time at the end of all of that for yourself, it's next to impossible. It's just really, really hard to fit that in. Even though you really want it, even though you have the best intentions, it's not necessarily going to be easy, because it's going to take too much time to fit it in. And because of everything that we've just discussed, you having to wait your turn, not being in charge of what you learn, and practicing with newbies and having that lack of choice, the reward doesn't always justify the effort that you put in. And that's why inside Language Life, I respect your time. I am always looking for and working on new ways to make the program fit into your life and make it as flexible as possible. I talk a lot about these three core principles of language learning, how it should always be fun and functional and flexible. And I carry that over into what I'm teaching and sharing with you and how I'm teaching and sharing with you inside Language Life, because it should be just as flexible as your language learning. So one example of this is the way that we answer questions. We have a private podcast feed. So you submit your question, I answer it, I upload an episode devoted to your question. You can then listen and catch up on the go. You can be doing all the things that you would do when you're listening to a podcast or any other type of audio, or you can still catch up with it on your computer if that's the way you prefer. There's a transcript, so there's various ways that you can take it all in. And of course, this means that you don't have to sit around at a time that is inconvenient for you to wait for that hour-long coaching call. Your question's right at the end, you're sitting very, very politely, smiling on the Zoom until finally it's your question. No, you don't have to do that. That's not how we do things in Language Life. We have this private podcast feed so that you can get your questions answered much more flexibly, so it's not taking all of your time. So you can have your evening, you can do all of the stuff, the after school driving, the cooking, the washing up, all of the things, and still have time to fit in hearing the answer to your question, for just one example, right? Where you could be doing it at the same time as those things, or you could be doing it in between or after or before. It's going to fit much more easily than needing, say, a half an hour drive to the evening class, 60 or 90 minutes for the evening class, and then another half hour to get back home. Like, exhausting. We don't have time for that. It's not going to be worth the effort that we put into it. So yeah, like I say, this is not to say that evening classes are terrible and should be completely written off, but just to give you some food for thought, if it's something you've been considering and maybe there's something kind of holding you back, one of these reasons could be it. This could be the thing that means it's not necessarily worth it for you, and thinking about how you maybe want to approach that instead, because language learning should be something that fits into your life, not that you have to fit your life around. And if that's the case with an evening class, that you're having to adjust everything to make it work, the reward isn't going to be enough to keep you satisfied and to keep you wanting to go as regularly as you would like and as regularly as you would need to become as fluent as you want to become. So yeah, there we go. Food for thought on that topic. And like I said, if you want more like this, we're going to be going deeper all week, if you're watching this at the time of publishing, in the Language Sparks email club. You can just sign up right here or in the description below, and you'll get regular emails from me every single week. We talk all about how we can learn languages better and how they can fit into your life and how it can feel like fun, and you can rekindle that joy without it becoming just this completely boring chore that you have to do, right? That's what it's all about. Okay, I will see you very, very soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for watching. Bye.